Hello, and welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. I'm your host, Laura Renner. I'm an author, a nurse, and frankly, someone who's been through a whole lot. I'm here to provide you with a weekly dose of relatable, no-nonsense methods for healing your mind, body, and all things trauma-related. Now let's dive in. Hi, friends. So as the year is wrapping up and we're saying goodbye to 2023, you may be ready to, you know, just move on to 2024, or you may be reflecting on your goals that you had set for this past year if you're a goal setter, or, you know, you may be thinking about your goals for next year. So personally, I was never a goal setter. You know, while I was always super future oriented, that was really just with tasks and planning and having to just get shit done, all completely coming from an anxious lens. I never set goals in the gym, even though that's been something that's been really huge in my life. I never set goals for my health, even despite all of my interesting health problems in the past, my career, whatever. I really didn't have goals. I never did that shit. And it's not that I was against goal setting. It's more that it just never crossed my mind to do that. It was something that was pretty foreign to me. And yes, I had heard that people would talk about their goals and their goals for the year, but that was just never something that I did, something that I didn't really care about. So just never really crossed my mind to do so. I did, however, learn through my healing journey that goals are super important because they allow you to clearly define what it is you are after and helps to keep you on track and keep that motivation and drive alive so that you're able to accomplish them. Also, the beauty of goals is that they're personalized to you. You can set whatever goal you want for yourself. You can have, you know, a goal to learn a language, to spend more time with your family, you know, to get a gym membership and go, you know, X times a week, to lower your cholesterol or fix your labs, to get 7 hours of sleep, you know, drink a gallon of water every day, whatever it is, you name it. You can get really creative and just tailor it specifically to exactly what you want. The majority of my goals that I set last year were around my mental and physical health, you know, healing my brain, healing thought patterns, decreasing my anxiety, improving my gut health, improving my strength, and really just everything was just kind of centered around putting a big focus on taking exceptional care of myself, which all great things. Goals are great. But one thing that I found actually to be just as significant as goal setting is measuring progress. Again, goals are awesome. But if you aren't measuring your progress to see those improvements and those changes, you won't feel like you're moving the needle towards your goals, potentially. So when I started neurofeedback last year, which is a type of therapy that trains your brain essentially to function in a healthier way, it's this non-invasive therapy that uses electrodes on your scalp to measure brain waves and uses auditory and visual cues to create new electrical activity patterns. So neurofeedback is used to treat numerous things. It can be used to treat anxiety, PTSD, ADHD, sleep disorders, TBI, and so on. All things that I desperately needed. And it essentially just optimizes your brain activity. But it's also a very lengthy chunk of time. I did just about 50 sessions. So those were mostly twice a week, and sessions are 45 minutes. So it's a big commitment, but it does lead to some pretty significant change. But when you're in it, because it's this really long period of time, you know, these changes may be subtle and you may not feel like much is changing, which is why, thankfully, my neurofeedback therapist helped me set goals. And she also had me use a numeric rating system for a way to measure, you know, the bad things that I came in for and how much they were impacting my life. So I rated things like how often on a daily basis I felt crippling anxiety, how often I needed more than 6 cups of coffee a day to stay awake and function, how often I slept more than 12 hours and still felt tired, how often, you know, my anxious intrusive thoughts were just taking over, how often my heart would be racing for seemingly no reason. And I would score each of these on a 0 to 10 scale every 10 sessions, you know, with 10 being the absolute worst imaginable and 0 being, you know, it's not a problem anymore. And so with rating these every 10 sessions, my therapist would remind me what my previous ratings were after I scored each of them so that I could see, oh, wow, like that went from a 7 to a 5 or a 5 to a 4 in just 10 sessions. Because again, you know, I it was really hard to kind of focus on and see those true changes because they were subtle and they took time. So being able to see, oh, wow, like 5 weeks ago, I was saying that this was, you know, an 8 and now I'm already down to a 6. Like that is significant. And even, you know, sometimes it would be a minimal change, but that's still progress. So I was able to leave those sessions after scoring everything and being like, fuck yeah, I am improving. Even though I had many moments of feeling like I wasn't. I also felt that a lot when I started working with a functional medicine practice, I was having, you know, very significant hormone imbalances and a super jacked up gut and my sleep was all fucked. My energy was all fucked and no one could help me. So I took, I went the path of exploring functional medicine. And so during this time, I consistently was very intentional about reminding myself of, you know, this is how bad I felt when I started. Like I was really focusing on, which may sound terrible, but I was really focusing on how bad I felt when I started, how bad my sleep was, how bad my anxiety was, how low my energy was. So that way I was able to see where I started and where I was now. You know, this was also like where my weight was, how bad my skin was, you know, the depression, the anxiety, the sleep, all of that. Because, you know, even though I wasn't fully cured, with quotations, you know, after 6 months of working with them, I actually improved immensely. And I improved really pretty quickly over the course of 6 months. So by having these moments of just intentionally reminding myself, you know, every month or every 2 months of where I started and where I'm at now when it came to these specific things, this was huge. And it really gave me that motivation to keep going. Because again, you know, this is another big time commitment. It's time, it's money, it's energy. So when you feel like you're putting all of this into something and you're not, you know, moving the needle at all, nothing's changing, it can really be disempowering and make you be like, fuck it. Like, this isn't worth it. I'm done. So by using these kind of measurable ways to see my progress and see those kind of subtle changes and improvements, it helped me significantly. It really kept me on track. And that was so important for me to do. I also got an Oura ring during that time, which showed just how jacked my sleep was. It was insane. I mean, which really wasn't that surprising given the TBI and where I was at and whatnot. But seeing that objective data of, you know, how bad my sleep was, I was getting, you know, 12, sometimes even 14 hours of sleep a night. And I was getting very little deep sleep, very little REM sleep, super light sleeping, waking up a lot, but not really realizing it. And it was just, it was crazy to really be able to see those numbers. It also, the Oura ring tracked heart rate variability or HRV, which measures the variation in time between heartbeats. And so that's indicative of your stress levels and basically which branch of your nervous system is dominant. So if you have a high HRV, that's a good thing. That means you're parasympathetic dominant. So that means you're more in that rest and recovery calm state. If you have a low HRV, that means you're in a more sympathetic dominant state, which is more of that fight or flight stress side. So it's great information to have. I was able to measure my sleep and HRV improvements over time. It was able to, you know, track it on a single day or a single night, but then also you could see those numbers progress over a monthly period and beyond, which was great. So, you know, of course I would have like a bad night of sleep every now and then, or a very stressful day where, you know, my HRV would be super low, but I wouldn't get caught up in that because I'd see the general progression would be improving and the frequency of having those bad night sleep and those bad HR or low HRV days would go down over time. It's really easy to get caught up in, oh, like nothing's changing. I'm not better. I'm not where I want to be. My sleep isn't where I want it to be. My energy is low, whatever it is. So when you have measurables, it gives your brain evidence that you are healing and improving. It's showing you, oh, wait, this is working. Let's keep going. Let's keep allowing this to work and improve. I found tracking measurables to be incredibly helpful when I was having moments of feeling like, you know, just a lot of frustration and feeling like all the time and energy and money spent just wasn't doing anything. But measuring progress in these little ways really allowed me to see how much I was improving. I track my sleep, my energy levels, my anxiety levels. You know, you can also track things like pain, your happiness levels, stress levels, body composition, so on. There's really just, it's limitless. You can pretty much track whatever, but it's really important to have that objective measurement so that way you can really see it. And so if you're having a bad day and you're just kind of subjectively rating anything, you might rate things differently. So when you have more objective number-based stuff, it helps to, again, be more objective. So you're not just, I'm having a bad day, so I'm going to rate everything worse. So that was super helpful for me. And also, like I said before, it's so easy to forget where we started, to forget just how bad it was, how painful it was, how much you were struggling, especially when you're in something really for the long haul. So if you're planning on setting some 2024 goals, think about, you know, what can you do to measure your progress? You know, this can be daily, this can be weekly, monthly, every 3 months, whatever feels right for you and feels realistic. You know, I'm not saying, you know, go start tracking everything every day and spend hours and hours doing this. No, figure out what's right for you, whether that's measuring things, you know, every month, every couple months, every week, just kind of pick what feels realistic and something doable for you. That's super important. You know, sometimes when you get caught up on the daily numbers, that can feel like a setback because, you know, the day-to-day changes can be kind of more up and down. So I really like to focus on monthly measurables personally, which may sometimes, you know, require some daily tracking or weekly tracking, but you're really looking at things over more of a monthly period. And that can be much easier to do with devices, you know, like an Oura Ring or an Apple Watch or whatever. So I'll set a reminder at the end of the month to look back on what I've been tracking and what my goals were to see how I did. And I find that motivating. It, you know, does it always move towards, you know, improvements and change? No, it doesn't. Sometimes the numbers don't move over a month. They just kind of stay the same or may fluctuate a tiny bit, but that's okay. I really try to not make meaning out of it. And I just keep moving forward thinking, okay, didn't see anything this month, but we're just going to keep going because things do take time. One caveat that I will say with using measurables for progress is that you do have to be careful to not obsess. I've been such an obsessor over a lot of things for most of my life. So I, of course, obsessed over, you know, tracking and measuring everything. So the Oura Ring was a blessing and a curse for me in a lot of ways. It was super helpful, especially at the beginning. When I first got it, I got it for basically sleep and energy because those were big struggles for me. And I became obsessed with tracking the data. You know, what that looked like was literally first thing in the morning, the second my eyes opened up, before I would even have a thought, I would immediately go to my phone, check my sleep stats, check my HRV stats on the app, literally before I'd even just think or have a thought at all. And sometimes, you know, it would say my, you know, REM sleep was only 30 minutes or my deep sleep was only an hour, despite sleeping for like 9 hours, or my HRV was low in like the 40s. And then these numbers would show up in red, which, you know, it indicates that it's bad and you need to pay attention. And then I'd be like, oh fuck, I'm going to have, you know, a bad day. I'm going to feel shitty today. I'm going to have to drink more coffee. Oh my God. And then I'd panic and I'd be like, this is a busy day. Do I need to start rearranging things? How am I going to be able to handle this? This is going to be terrible. And I would just spiral literally before the day had even started. All because I would obsess over this data and focus on it instead of focusing on how I actually felt. I was purely data driven at this point and just was forgoing how my body was actually feeling. And so it was this battle to just not get crazy with it and to really just have to be consciously reminding myself to listen to my body and not just obsess over the Oura Ring data. Same, you know, with using the scale, you know, as a way to measure weight and changes in my body. Scales are very challenging for numerous reasons. And I would obsess over the number and would weigh myself first thing in the morning after, you know, obsessing over my Oura Ring. And as, you know, as I got back into working out with my trainers and lifting again after my TBI recovery, I was gaining weight and that just sent me into a fucking tailspin. But it's not surprising I was gaining weight because I was gaining so much muscle. I got strong over the last year, stronger than I'd ever been before the TBI. TBI. Jesus. So the number on the scale was going up because I was gaining muscle. So that's not surprising, but it would just send me into this tailspin and I would panic. So again, I'd have to remind myself, hey, this is not a real measurement here of my body composition. You know, I could see that my muscles were getting bigger and more defined and I was looking slimmer because I was gaining muscle. So I got to this point where I just said, fuck the scale and I had to stop obsessing. So my point in all this is just saying that if you're using, you know, a tool like a scale, an Oura Ring, an Apple Watch, or whatever device you're using to kind of support measuring progress and whatnot, let it be a tool, not the tool. Let it help you by supporting the evidence that you're getting closer to accomplishing your goals and that you're making progress, but do not let it be the end all be all that dictates how you feel and dictates how you feel about yourself. That's super important. So again, you know, measurables, they are important, but to a point. You really need to kind of use them in moderation to allow them to help you, to not hinder you though. So now that 2023 is coming to a close, think about, you know, hey, do I want to set a goal for next year, or do I want to set multiple goals? And if you do, think about how you can measure your progress throughout the year so you can really see those improvements as they're happening. That allows you to feel more accomplished and use that as motivation to stay on target with your goals. I'm all about the mental and physical health goals, but you can translate this to really any type of goal. So go out there and set some goals and set some measurables so that way you can really see kind of how you're progressing throughout the year and, you know, keep yourself on target, keep yourself motivated. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found this helpful. Happy end of 2023. And here's to a badass 2024. And I'll see you next time.